Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Kevin Sorbo is with us. You know Kevin, of course, for starring roles in two huge television series as Hercules, in Hercules, The Legendary Journeys, and as Captain Dylan Hunt in Andromeda. And he's got a new movie out. This is great, Miracle in East Texas. And he stars in the film as Doc Boyd, and John Ratzenberger is the co-star from Cheers. And I'm so excited to talk to you about this. Kevin, how you doing?
I'm doing great, great. And I hope people check out this movie. It is a wonderful, true story. It's PG-rated. You don't hear that very often.
No.
It's won 10 festivals, everything from best comedy to judges' favorite, audience favorite. People love this movie. So go to sorbostudios.com. Sorbo, my last name, studios.com. Put in your zip code, and it lets you know what theater is near you.
Yeah, like you say, it's a true story. And I just watched the trailer for this. This is so cool. 1931, which I'm just obsessed with, like the 20s and the 30s in terms of historical events. And so you got this pair of con artists that go into this tiny town in the Great Depression and targeting lonely widows with an oil scam, right?
They went all through Oklahoma and Texas. They would get money out of these widows. They would sell 500% of the shares, so five times more than its value, and then move on. They get to Kilgore, and they strike oil, totally by accident. Of course, they get arrested because you can't pay back 500%.
Right, right.
And in fact, all these widows find out about it, so they all show up at the court case. But it's the miracles that happen after they get arrested that give us really its title. Certainly is a miracle they struck oil. But it was right in the heart of the Depression. So it was right then when the country was, 28% unemployment and that
right.
time. It's incredible. Wonderful true story written by Dan Gordon. He's an Oscar-nominated writer. He wrote The Hurricane, Denzel Washington, White Earth, Kevin Costner, and just a really, really great writer. And this is, it's interesting. Because of Hercules and Andromeda, my two series that ran 12 years consecutively, I get stopped for that all the time. I don't anymore. People stop me now because of my movies like What If God's Not Dead, Let There Be Light, Soul Surfer. And they say, please keep making those movies. Well, here's another one that's out there. We need your support. We need people to fill up these theaters, buy these tickets right now, because we don't have a $100 million advertising budget like they do for these big budget Hollywood movies that are just, all visual effects. This is a true story, and this is about characters, real characters, and those are the kind of movies that drew me into acting in the first place.
I love that, because there aren't a lot of movies like that. And you directed and co-produced this movie, too. We're talking to Kevin Sorbo here in the National Defense, the movie Miracle in East Texas. And this is actually exciting for us because we get to talk to an actor that gets to talk about his movie. That's incredible.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I give a shout out to all the armed forces as well. But my brother is 23 years in the Army, Lieutenant Colonel Scott Sorbo. So I love our vets. I love everybody, everything I do. You make me president. Trust me, I know exactly how to solve the problems. And one of them would be to make sure all our vets have good jobs.
Oh, man.
And I know how to do that, by the way. Anyway, I wanted to say real quick that there's a Chinook helicopter commander that got a hold of me when he was in Afghanistan and sent me a picture of the helicopter and his group with him. They sent me that flag. I have that flag.
Wow.
With me hanging up in my... And they said, we watch Hercules all the time. When we go into battle, we say, let's give them a Kevin Sorbo. And I'm so touched by that. And I do a lot of speaking events, everything from pro-life to Christian education to, health to motivational. And every time I speak, I ask our vets to please stand up to be recognized, and the police officers as well.
And that's so cool.
Just to remind people who really gives this country the freedom that we're actually our government's trying to take away from us. So,
amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that. And Kevin, I didn't realize this, that when you filmed Hercules, you suffered an aneurysm that led to several strokes, and it took you 3 years to learn to walk again?
It took me about 4 months, actually, but it took me 3 years to fully recover. It was at the end of season 5 on Hercules, and I was about to do another movie for Universal Studios, and I just had one movie coming out at that time called Call the Conqueror, Call is the prequel to Conan the Barbarian. That was my first big-budget Hollywood movie. I had another one ready to go, and I was having all kinds of problems with my arm and shoulder and my left side. I couldn't figure what was going on. Well, ultimately, I ended up being an aneurysm that had been spitting out blood clots down into my arm and suffocating the blood flow through the arm and into my hand. But I had, unfortunately, three clots that they call it retrograde flow went into my brain, and it took me 4 months to learn how to just even balance and walk again. But then I had all kinds of vision problems and speech problems, and it took me 3 years to fully recover from it. So it was a long process. And I wrote a book called True Strength, My Journey from Hercules the Mere Mortal and How Nearly Dying Saved My Life. And if people want to copy that book, they can go to Sorbo Studios as well. Everything on Sorbo Studios is my wife's and my account together, but obviously it's all information on Miracle in Texas as well. But it was quite a ride. You know, 6'3", 230 pounds, and about 8% body fat. I was pretty ripped up. So for that to happen to me, psychologically, it was pretty tough, I think, more than as much as the physical part of it.
Well, yeah, that had to be a psychological struggle in terms of getting back to where you are now. And where you are now, it sounds like you are in such a great place. You're doing the kind of movies you want to do. And you're also in one of our favorite people on the show is Dennis Quaid. You're in Reagan with him.
Dennis and I did a movie called Soul Surfer together years ago, the Bethany Hamilton story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm the one who saves her life in the water. I played Dennis's best friend, and my son and daughter were friends with her, obviously, the real Bethany Hamilton. And the Reagan movie, I think, is going to get the actor's strike going on now, which is just crazy. So it was going to come on February. I think they're now looking for spring to late spring. Mm. And I played the pastor in it, and Dennis Quaid plays President Reagan.
That's great. I can't wait for that. That's going to be such a great movie. We're talking to Kevin Sorbo here on the National Defense. Miracle in East Texas is the movie that is. Now, is this thing, it's coming out this week, right?
It comes out October 29th and 30th, only this weekend. If we fill up these seats, if we get butts in these seats, we'll get more days and times. And this is the frustration of independent movies. You know, we're up against $300 million woke agenda movies from Hollywood, and they have a $100 million advertising budget. And
right.
They show trailer in every football and every sitcom. We got to rely on word of mouth. So I need the God's Not Dead type of word of mouth. I did a little movie called God's Not Dead. That was a $2 million budget, made $140 million.
Oh, so, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's
I need that to happen here.
Yeah, absolutely. Miracle in East Texas. Get out there and see it this weekend. Kevin, thank you so much for the time, man, and continued great success.
All right, Randy, appreciate it. Take care, and all the best to the vet.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.